Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And he is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without thick clouds. From the clear shining after rain, the tender herb springs forth from the earth. We are at the very beginning of a new day in the life of the human race. The first rays are just softening the darkness in the eastern sky spiritually. The clouds have blown away. The morning star is shining brightly. And the sun itself will soon follow. In all created things, there are cycles like morning, afternoon, evening, and night, followed by a new morning, or like spring, summer, autumn, and winter, followed by a new spring. Physically, we have our infancy, our childhood, our adulthood, and our old age, and then the Lord lifts us up into a new day and a new springtime. Whenever the church is born in us, that is, when we begin to care about what the Lord says in His Word, first we come into a spiritual light like the dawn and morning, a beautiful, fresh feeling of love to the Lord. And then, as we learn more, we advance into the full light of day. We learn clear, basic truths that apply to our lives, such as the Ten Commandments, and the permanence of marriage. Now we have a choice. We can stop along the way, or we can continue to advance. If we stop and do not progress into the warmth of spring and summer by practicing repentance and doing what the Lord says, then our day declines to evening till at last it grows dark. In that case, our memory of the teachings of the church is a cold light, as in a far northern winter. Spiritually, we see the trees standing beside our house stripped of leaves and bearing no fruit, just bare trunks and branches. For the Lord leads us from dawn into the light of day so that we may be reformed and regenerated by means of the light of reason. Regeneration only takes place as far as we live according to the Lord's commandments in His Word. Otherwise, our light becomes darkness, and then thick darkness. That is, truths with us are turned into falsities in our minds, and the falsities into unseen evils. On the other hand, if we allow the Lord to reform and regenerate us by His Word, night never overtakes us, for we walk in God, and so we are always in the daylight. After death, we come into a bright, shining day. We are making good use of the truths we are learning, so our insight into the truth and how it applies to the uses of our lives is growing. Our love for the truth and our gratitude to the Lord for teaching us and leading us buds and swells and bursts into bloom and bears sweet, nourishing fruit in a life of charity. All of us, though, even if we are being regenerated, have our cycles. The doctrine says that when we are living in charity and faith, we practice repentance every day. We think about our bad traits, admit them, guard against them, and pray to the Lord for help. For of ourselves, we are always falling down, but the Lord always puts us back on our feet and leads us toward what is good. But when we do harmful things, we are always falling down, and the Lord still keeps picking us up, but He can only prevent us from falling into things that are even more destructive, which is what we always tend to do on our own. On one hand, the strong force of the Lord's love is continually lifting us up. On the other hand, our natural man is formed of the dust of the ground, and so it has an inclination to lick that dust like the serpent in Eden. Between these two poles, we have our cycles. The Lord is always making good use of our colder, darker times if we are willing. We could not sustain a steady state of intense warmth and light. We need some contrast to appreciate the Lord's blessings and to grow into a stronger desire for them. We need dark as well as light to produce all the colors of the rainbow. In music, we need the transitional, even somewhat discordant passages to bring out the beauty of the resolution. In a book or movie, we need the crisis to enjoy the happy ending. We could not enjoy only pure white light, or only one note or chord, or a book with no challenges to be overcome. And the same is true of our lives. So we all have to go through cycles. Some people, though, are willing to learn from their cold and dark times. They truly and thoroughly repent of their sins, and they let the Lord lift them up. Overall, their warm and bright periods are becoming warmer, brighter, and longer, and their cold and dark states not quite as cold and dark, though it may not always seem so. But others do not use the truths they have learned, so they avoid the Lord's help. Their cycles tend to take them downward. Still, the Lord never gives up on anyone, so all of us can turn back to Him and be lifted up. Now, these cycles also apply to the life of a church and to the human race generally. In the beginning, the group of people with whom the Lord has formed a church comes to the Lord eagerly, and they live in charity with one another. The Lord is able to give them a clear and bright understanding of His Word, especially of the basic truths they need to overcome their bad habits and win victory over the evil spirits. The dawn grows into a bright day. But every church in process of time declines. While some people are going forward in their regeneration, there are always others who choose not to. They would prefer to use the church for selfish purposes, for social approval despite bad behavior, and for prestige and money as church leaders. They invent other ways to get to heaven besides repentance, such as paying a priest to intercede for you, donating money and time to holy causes, or simply being able to recite the church's creed. Selfish lay people like being let off the hook of real repentance, and unscrupulous church leaders pocket the proceeds and bask in the approval of such laymen. Gradually, even if a great majority in the church are being regenerated, the number of harmful spirits grows in the world of spirits, the intermediate region between heaven and hell. Normally, the good and the evil should be sorted out, the good to heaven and the evil to hell. But as long as wicked church leaders and their followers are willing to behave themselves outwardly, pretending to believe in the Lord and to keep His commandments devoutly, the Lord allows them to stay on in the world of spirits. They serve a use to simple good people who do not see through their hypocrisy. The simple look up to them and learn the Lord's word from them, which they diligently apply to their lives. The Lord leads them to heaven, even through men who teach the truth but do not practice it themselves. Because of the hypocrites, though, false heavens build up in the world of spirits, like dark clouds, which gradually cut off the light and warmth of heaven from coming through to people on earth. So the afternoon passes away into evening and night, and the church's teaching becomes more confused and wrong, and its life colder and less truly charitable. In the end, all kinds of evils break out as people lack the clear sense of the truth to oppose them. When the church has reached its night and the end of its usefulness, then the Lord brings a new morning. He brings back the light of truth. Jesus said, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were wicked. For everyone who commits evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are worked in God. In the light of truth, hypocritical church leaders are exposed, and they lose their influence over the simple good people of the church. Their false heavens and false churches break down. Instead, the Lord forms a new heaven out of all the good people, a new hell out of all the harmful people, and a new church on earth. Once the Lord has cleared away the dark clouds in the world of spirits, he can lead people on earth to discard falsities and receive truths with a freer and more spontaneous spirit. In the life of the human race on this planet, in our relationship with the Lord, there have been four eras. The first is called the most ancient church. It was the infancy of the human race, our morning and springtime. The second period was the ancient church, our childhood, noontime, and summer. The third age was the Israelitish and Jewish church, comparable to adulthood, autumn, and evening. The fourth church was the Christian church, which the Lord compares to old age, winter, and night. Now the Lord is beginning another new day, which he calls the new church. Each church has had its own cycle. Each church in its time was a new morning for mankind. The morning came as the Lord revealed himself to the people of that time. To the most ancient people, he came by opening their spiritual eyes to see him in heaven. To the people of the ancient church, the Lord sent angels who represented him, the angel of Yehovah, and prophets. The Lord gave them the first written revelation, the ancient word. To the Israelitish people, the Lord came down on Mount Sinai in the clouds. He gave them the Ten Commandments, and later the rest of the Old Testament, written down by Moses and the prophets. When the Israelitish church reached its end, the Lord came in person. The Lord gave us the Gospels and Revelation, through which he could be with us in the Christian era. The Lord came and brought morning light to each of the churches by giving us his word anew. He came to dispel the clouds of spiritual night so that we could see him again. Then he could be with us and guide us on the way to heaven, where we may live with him forever. Now the Lord comes again by means of another new revelation, the heavenly doctrine. The Lord comes to us personally when we recognize him in his word as our God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Savior. This is the dawn for each of us, which grows into day as we follow him in our lives. This is his first coming to us, though his historical first coming took place 2,000 years ago. As we practice what the Lord teaches us, we grow in the wisdom of how to live with other people under his guidance. The clear daylight of this wisdom can last with us even into old age, till death. And then after death, we come to the Lord himself. Even if we have died very old, we will return to the morning of our life and continue to develop to eternity the wisdom that the Lord planted in its beginnings during our life in the world. The Lord's first coming personally is when we acknowledge him, when the daylight first breaks in our minds as adults and we see the Lord for ourselves. His second coming to us is as we marry the light of that wonderful truth with the warmth of love by keeping his commandments. Then the Lord is not just present with us, but we are conjoined with him. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. The Lord himself is the morning spiritually. He is light itself, the way, the truth, and the life. His love is what lifts us up out of a mere selfish sensuality to the happiness of a useful life. He is the source of everything fresh, new, and peaceful, like the dawn of a new day. He is the one who gives hope in genuine repentance, wiping all the tears away. He brings us a morning without clouds, like the clear shining after rain. He always turns our dark times into happiness. While our sad times last, they seem they will last forever and we will never be saved. But the Lord is simply waiting for the very best time to redeem us so that we can be at peace and prosper forever. A psalm says, "Weeping may lodge in the evening, but in the morning there is singing aloud." Let us trust that the Lord is leading us into a new day, both individually and as a race. We can thank the Lord for His new church, a bright new day in the life of the human race, the Lord's kingdom which will be for ages of ages, even though groups of new church people here and there will continue to pass through their cycles. Let us thank the Lord for always picking us up and putting us back on our feet spiritually, giving us the chance to turn around and come to Him. When evil spirits are aiming to discourage us, let's remember the beautiful words of this psalm. "And He is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without thick clouds. From the clear shining after rain, the tender herb springs forth from the earth." Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.